Welcome to The Raw, recorded at Sioux College, which is located in the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory. We are grateful to Mother Earth for providing us the land, water, air, and food needed to sustain all life, and we acknowledge Indigenous peoples as the original stewards of this land, who have lived in harmony and in respect with all creation. As we are all relations, it is important to recognize this interconnected relationship with one another and our obligation to respect the land that has nourished, healed, protected, and embraced us. We honor Abajuan Batchawana First Nation and Katagan CB Garden River First Nation as the original caretakers of the land that Sioux College is situated on, and acknowledge the contributions of the historical Métis Nation of Sault Ste. Marie in the stewardship of this territory.
Ani bonjour, this is Zenith Lilly, Indigenous Student Success Coach, and I am here with Tina Gilstrap. She is the new Indigenous Student Union President. Welcome, Tina.
Hi, Ani bonjour. My name is Tina Gilstrap. I am the current Indigenous Student Union President. My spirit name is White Wolf Woman, and I am Pomo from Potter Valley, California.
Ah, Tina. We're so happy to have you here. And when does your official first day start?
My official first day is May 6th.
I'm
very excited to get in and get to know the ropes and be introduced to everybody and really make a difference this year.
We're really happy to have you.
Thank you.
You're one of our gold stars, Tina.
Aw, thanks.
And what do you have planned for your reign as Indigenous Student Union President?
Well, as Indigenous Student Union President, I would like to connect the Indigenous students on a deeper level than what has been done in the past. So last year we had over 500 Indigenous students, and not many know about what we do down here in NG. So we have like our cultural space down here, and we do a lot of like feasts.
So we just finished doing a ribbon skirt making workshop.
Yeah.
We've got another one coming up in May 9th and 10th.
Yes.
We've also done the Zigwan Indigenous Student Success Feast, where we had Dan Martin come in. He was with the Canadian, was with the Canadian Border and Protection Services.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we also had Elder and knowledge teacher Marlene Surratt come in. You were there at that feast.
I was. It was really good. Very informative.
We had over 40 students attending.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
It was such a wonderful day. Yeah, so that's my plan, is to kind of connect students in a way to support each other. Like, community is a really important aspect of our culture, and I really want to be able to reach out and get everybody together.
And what program are you in?
I am in the Social Service Worker Indigenous Specialization.
Good for
you. It is such an amazing course. Like, I would highly recommend it for anyone, whether Indigenous or not, that want to work within the communities and all that to kind of reach out and help.
And what made you decide to come and attend Sioux College as a student?
Well, when I lived in California, I was the ICWA director and youth coordinator for Middletown Rancheria, and I absolutely fell in love with developing programs and everything for the youth and all the work that I was doing there. And so when I came back up here, I wanted to continue doing it. Well, unfortunately, you need a social service degree in order to kind of work anywhere in the area that I wanted to work in. So that's why I'm here, and I am so happy that I am here. So everybody that I've been meeting and getting to learn from has just been an out-of-this-world experience. It's amazing.
Oh, that's
so
lovely.
I'm so happy to be here.
Wonderful. We're glad to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
So, bringing students down to NG, is there any particular type of events that you'd like to do? I did hear you say something about doing some fundraisers.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we want to do a lot of fundraising for workshops that we want to have down here, and for the yearly powwow that we do and all that kind of stuff. So, we're going to do the always amazing scone dogs and chili.
A must.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's just, if you've never had a scone dog, you need to come and try one when we have our fundraisers. They're so delicious. Yeah, so just kind of a lot of stuff like that. Like, just, you know, things that promote gathering and talking to people and kind of networking and just learning from each other and coming, having it based around food.
And what does community mean to you?
Community means to me people that are there to support each other no matter what. No matter what you're going through, you're going to have somebody there to support you and just kind of like a really big family. Mm. So,
and as an Indigenous person, what are the ways in which community has shaped and formed you?
Well, when I was, like I said, in California, I didn't know that I was Pomo and that I belonged to a tribe. So once I figured it out and, like, because I have, like, yeah, so once I figured it out and started, like, going to events in my community and stuff, they were so welcoming and so just ready to give me their knowledge and to show me the ways and to teach me about all the cultural aspects of my life that I was missing. So it really helped shape me to the person that I am now, is to be able to learn all that from my people.
And it sounds like you'd like to do that for...
I would. I want to be able to pass that on here. Like, that's beautiful. I want anybody to come down and just feel welcome and to get what they need in the parts of their life that they're in.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Now, are there any words of advice for Indigenous academic success that you'd like to pass along to the new students coming in to Sioux College in the summer, the spring, the September?
Yeah, like, I know that it's trying sometimes to step out of your element and start something new, but just know that everyone here is extremely accepting and supportive, and like whichever way you want to go in your life, they're here to support you and to help you. And everyone here, all the staff and even the students are all willing to help too. So it's a really good place to learn. Yeah. I hope you come. And I'm always here too. My door is always open. I am a very good advocate for anybody. And if they need anything, just come and just walk in the door and I'll be sitting there with a smile on my face waiting to help you.
And maybe we could pass along your Indigenous Student Union president email.
Yes, when I get it. Okay, I will have it. No, I will be getting all of that stuff on my first day, I'm assuming, or within the first week. And I believe that they post it on the SCSU website when it's there. So everybody can look it up and get a hold of me that way. Or I am down in G-Wing. My office.
What's the number on your door?
I don't remember.
That's okay.
It's right across the hall from G1300.
Perfect.
Right across the hall.
Perfect. Yeah. Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
I just want to say thank you for having me on here today. Oh, and to be able to talk about everything and introduce myself and Miigwech. And Miigwech to everybody listening. And yeah, that's about it.
And then also, we also have Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls in Two-Spirit. Yes. We're going to be doing a day of reflection and awareness on May the 5th. Mm-hmm. So we would just like to acknowledge that day, that day is coming up. Mm-hmm. And just the importance of Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls in Two-Spirits.
Yes.